you so much in this time. Think of him as you say. I know you understand how it is. I know your throne where it is. Even the place of a dwelling. As written in Job chapter 23. If I knew the place where he sits, the place of his throne, I would have gathered meaningful words. I bring them before him to see what he would have answered me. Tell him, O Father in heaven, I know you place above all the heavens. According to Ephesians 4, in the verse 6, see you the one God, Father of all, who is above all, he works in all, he passed through all. You think of him above all the heaven where he is, and he loved you much. He gave his one begotten Son that he may save us. According to John chapter 3, verse 16, he above all. How can you think of us in the lowest parts? Yes, in the lowest parts. Think of him the Father. Think of scripture, speak of him. Whether it is Job 28, verse 23-24. You say, I indeed see you above all things, for you place above all the heavens. And you see in the heaven and earth. Think of you in the greatness, in all the exaltation. And I know that going toward deep in the heights and your breadth and the depth, now I understand them right from the everlasting, the beginning and the end, right above all the heavens. You think of him, you move far in thinking of him. Even right from your spirit, your heart, your mind, Father, I think much about you. I wanted to give this time. I think of well, and I meditate well on you. Yes, think of you like that all the days. You meditate as you listen. You close your eyes there. You look far where he is seated. Yet he loves you so much. He loves you so much. When he speaks Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23-24, he says, not far from each one of us, he boys above all the heavens, and he fills heaven and earth, but nothing can hide from him. There he bases Isaiah 59, the verse 1, that his hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. It's so great in counsel, is mightily in work. When he takes counsel, cause is mighty and work, he has to fulfill. He can do the work. If he has great plans to give a better end than your beginning, you think of him far. After you think he's right above all, think Matthew 23 verse 9, our Lord Jesus based to say, don't have any other father on the earth, for your father is one in the heavens. Yet, heavens above all the heavens, right? New heavens, new earth, the beginning and the end, in the everlasting. Because he based there, our Lord Jesus said, don't have any other fathers on the earth. He is the great one in the heavens, the one God, the Father of all, who is above all. He works in all, and he passes through all. In the Father of our spirit, he be light in that. No one would have been able to be God's spirit. I speak you the inner man yourself. You think that in two counsel will be manifest. You want most to appear, but think of him who thoughts you appear. Yes. No, we don't want to disappear. One want to step on us, we feel bad. We want to appear. You know, one almost thought of that. You two need to appear. Yes. And you are dependent to move in the world. You enter in heavens, you live, you're there. Yes. That's the Father. And is one who planted the true vine.
our Lord Jesus. And out of we got us as branches. But one was planted be the vine. You are branches which came from here. From his fullness all we were given. He to think of him. You think of himself. I know the man in Christ Jesus. Taken a person like that. In the third heaven. I see you there, you're seated, O Jesus, in the third heaven. 2 Corinthians 12:1-4. It's where you have based, and you rule heavens and earth. Matthew 28:18. How you loved me, and you appeared the vine, and I be the branches. I be one of your branches. From your fullness I was given. How you love me. How you love me. And right there, I indeed believe you are the mother.
When
you came, died for me the second time, begot me the second time.
You came,
got me as a mother, begot the child. I was in you. Just as a child is the womb of the mother. But I was gotten from you to manifest. When I died, decided to raise me again. Decided to raise me the second time. It was you, O Lord. It was you, our Lord Jesus. And you, I think much of you.
And
the time I think things of that. And
from
your fullness I was given. If after I died,
no, God,
and you said
bad,
I didn't begot something to die. But I begot that it lives. After I'd been stolen, the evil Satan had stolen me. And he had killed me. And take me to destruction. You came, I have life. In that life full.
According
John 10:10.
Satan
came to steal, kill and destroy. You came, they have life. And life which is full. And see it die. And the cross, the midst of your punishments, many punishments, and you went in hell in the spirit, and that you suffered for myself, you passed in the criteria be raised up, then you raised me up. Many things I can think of you, oh Jesus, and
they
are just too much. I decide to humble before you. I confess with my mouth that it's you, Lord. And I believe with my heart. And you are Lord. I bow to your name, the name above all names in heaven and earth. For I believe that would it have been able to be redeemed by gold, neither silver. My redemption, it was very hard. You helped. One was not wisdom, neither understanding. You helped them. You helped me. They still help me. And I think of the goodness. And I'm not taken by this world. No, it's you the best. Thank you. Even for the Holy Spirit. You have begotten me. You can't leave me as an orphan. Orphan, every position of theirs is taken. And they are robbed. Speaking Job 14, the verse 15, up to 17. I will not leave you orphans. I will send you a comforter. The Holy Spirit. He dwells with you. And lives within you. Think of goodness of Holy Spirit. We've troubled him as children, orphans, as you know him, without their parents. They despise those left them. But him despised him, it remained nothing else.
It
remained nothing else. How do you see that? And is the holy sent in those who are unclean? The Holy Spirit in the midst of the sinners to announcing us, to bathing us. clothes garments worthy of the kingdom of heavens, and we contend with him, and he bears our weakness, and he bears you. You know, he doesn't just help in weakness, but he also bears the weakness. Read him in Romans 8 verse 26-27. He bears our weakness and he wants to lead us as his main work is. Romans 8 verse 14 up to 16, and we rebel, we follow what we want, and he seeks for us to go to the host. He said, orphans, where have you gone then? You want to turn yourself into orphans? They said, be or block that gap. You come back here. And he seeks for us. We don't see that. Perhaps when we yearn for the world, it's the best. When we yearn for our lust, when we follow things we want, we think perhaps it's the good thing. But still we are like young children. The ministers we taught to be bought for food and to buy sweets for us. We find choosing out sweets for our being young, not knowing that sweets cannot make you satisfied. Work for food which never reached eternal life. And you know what food which reached eternal life? The food of the world. We want liberty. We don't know of head and tail. Our freedom. Perhaps move into everything we feel we want. And we think it may be the freedom and liberty. And at times we think, and it's the peace. But he said, him alone, where there's peace and without sorrow. And he said that, peace I give you, not as the world gives. The world gives you freedom to fornicate. It puts their sicknesses that innumerous. And you enjoy yourself in the freedom. Freedom of fornication is filled of sorrow of sicknesses, breaking hearts, being forsaken, taken as something useless, be just used. But it's freedom to fornicate. Those are what we think to be freedom. And we think perhaps that is the peace. But he said, peace I give you, not as the world gives. For the world, it seemeth to give you peace. It's not going to rebuke you. How many men have you slept with? How many women? But it's attached on much sorrow. On two men, fornication and adultery is expensive. Injecting in much money, lying, confusing others, tormenting hearts of people as they torment yours. But those things we call them freedom. Yes. We call them liberty. People insist, he say, come here. You see the rest of your spirit. Maybe he said, Neda, we want the rest of our bodies. Body has to rest in the ground. The spirit, where will you rest? When you fail to align your life, not rest, you'll be in hell in the torment. In the lake of fire, you, your spirit, you say, come see the rest of your spirit, most than the body. For we want much the freedom, it in the world. But the world gives you rest, and you sit there, and they never rebuke your sin. Up there, they call human rights, yet they are human wrongs. Yes.
Human rights.
Edembe ly'obuntu.
Naye
tatenga by'ebikyamu by'abantu. Yes.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What it for chompurampa.
You take your seat slowly.
Naye manya.
But you know.
Emirembe atuwa.
Peace he give us.
Naye singe singe.
But not as the world gives. If you'll be seeking peace of the world, you will find much sorrow. But if you'll seek for peace that comes from God, there will not be sorrow attached. But you have to learn from Him, and want to be meek, humbled, and the one who is
meek.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've come back again.
Amen.
Yes.
Entalo izachi.
Ezomunda. Entalo zobuwele zezomunda. Chitundu echoko bibu.
Ministry Internal Wars, Part 2.
Tugera chita chitundu chakusa.
They're going to call it Part 3.
Kubachiri chava demo butundu bibu.
But the other are two parts.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Entalo ezombuwele zoba mukanisa munda.
Ministry or church internal walls. Yes. And these are internal walls.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we were told, according to the note, these walls, those in shrines are not the ones who fight them. They are not wars of the wizards. They are not religious wars. They are not wars of beliefs in the world or the false salvation.
It
fights the ministry of God or the church, the holy church of God on the earth. But these wars, and they are internal, right in the ministry or in that church of those holy ones.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we were able to see the summary on the ways of these wars. The ways of the internal wars within church or ministries. And we most analyzed creation of the false beliefs. Creation of the false belief with a false faith. Yes. The creation of the false faith. To fight the faith of that ministry or that church. And when we heard that the example
as
full knowledge of God international ministries, we have our faith and we believe in presence of God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, and they are our Lord. When they speak in the word, we just believe and we do to please them. We don't subtract, we don't add in,
and
do not twist meaning. But unto those who oppose this faith, who create a false belief, there are those begin twist things we've been taught, and they twist their meaning, and they subtract and add in them in the midst of fighting our belief. And they bring gods who didn't create heavens and earth in the midst of us. As heard in Hebrews 11 verse 6, that without faith no one can please God. One who comes before God,
I know,
must believe that God is present and is the rewarder unto all who seek Him. But these who believe Him, and
still
from Romans 10 verse 17, they must have heard, hearing come from hearing the word of God, and they are meant to believe with all their hearts without any doubting. in all their hearts,
and
they confess to totally get saved. According to Romans 10, the verse 10.
They
must be doers of that word,
and
not just believers. According to James chapter 2, verse 26, and they must be that they have heard that word, 2, 4, and above verses, 2, 4, and above commandments from the New and the Old Testaments. Now we saw there in the summary, and we saw the second way, creation of the false religions, creation of the false religion, call them behavioral or characters of not fearing God, to fight the religion. All the behavioral fear of God, of that ministry, or in that church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we say, for example, as for knowledge of God national ministries, we have a religion, that of God. They are the behavioral or characters of fear of God, those we follow. One has to follow them.
If
they enter full knowledge of God international ministries, if they are to move in God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda, we looked in James chapter 2. James chapter 1, verse 26. Up to 27. Verse 26 spoke of the false religions or the false behaviors, behaviors of not fearing God. Those of the heathens, they move by. But in James 1 verse 27, he spoke of the religion of God, called the behavior of fear of God, which involved to visit the widows, the orphans, and people like those. But most of all, avoid sports of this world. Yes. Not be conformed to this world. Most in many cults, all acts which are not right, but to decide to be transformed, to know that God which he pleased of.
According
Romans 12, verse 1, to enter verse 3,
that
we not conform to this world, but we are transformed, the minds renewed, to know and separate that which God accepts and that he pleased of. We must be an example in behavior of fear of God. Well, now we read in the first Timothy chapter 4. Start from verse 10 below. There are many things we are able to see. But we moved on, we were told. This our third part, we want to move on with. We began briefly on it. That people created these false beliefs and false religions in fighting beliefs or religions or behaviors of those ministries or church. There are children who entered in the church or in that ministry, and they have spots, wrinkles, and the blemish of the devils. But they retain them not to be removed from them. Example, others appear to be children who corrupt others. Corrupting children. Yes. That aspect, what we want to move, get explained of today. That people create the false beliefs in the false religions, those who create that false belief
n'eddiini ez'obulimba
and the false religions
mu kulwanyisa enzikiriza n'eddiini ey'obuweereza
in fighting the belief and the religion of the ministry or that charge. There are people, children who entered into those ministries or those charges and they have wrinkles and they have spots. They have wrinkles and they have blemishes of the devils and they retain them not to be removed from them. And some of those are ones who appear as corrupting children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the most thing, we all, when we enter into the ministry of God or the church of God, we come having spots, we have wrinkles, and also we have blemishes of the devils. Come that we are washed with water through the word and we removed things like those and become new creations, become the perfected children of God, those led by the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why we heard. Let's move on to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25-27. Let us read, we hear. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25.
Abasajja, mwagalenga bakazi bammwe, era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Verse 26. That he may sanctify and cleanse it with washing of water by the word.
Verse 27.
That he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having spots or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Yes. That when we come, we enter when we have spots, we have wrinkles,
have
the blemish of the devils.
Corruptors children.
Example, some are called corrupting children.
Corrupting children. Bano.
These ones. That is a type of spot. Or a type of a wrinkle. Time of the blemish of the devils. That we are up to. Come, we be washed with water through the word.
We
be removed all the things. The ministers will hear the word.
Have to
see you are washed off all those things.
But
if they are not removed from you, the evil Satan wants, he will use yet another belief that falls, and you fight the belief of the ministry and you fight the religion or behavior of fear of God or that ministry or in that church. Now you hold a blemish like this. When he speaks in Isaiah 1 verse 14, he says this. He says like this. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 4.
Woe,
oh, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a descendant of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have turned away backward. Yes. We come in these spots. these wrinkles and this blemish, and they are upon us. And when we retain them, the ministers we worship with water in the word, I tell you, in preaching and in teaching, if you despise what follow, you retain them. They help you to begin twist meaning of scriptures. Scriptures come direct your way. You have to twist them that they do not wash you, that they don't inflict pain as they try to cleanse you. Take off that spot. Means you begin slowly. Come show you behavior of fear of God. Begin to twist fight with them. You create another religion in the midst.
And
you begin a group of 1, 2, 3. And you move increasing. You become a harm in the midst of the church. But in all, we want the wrinkles be finished from us, the spots move from us, and the blemish, and we indeed become children of God, those led by the Spirit of God, and not these spots. People with these spots, with these wrinkles, with these blemish, they are ones which lead them.
Demons
are not on you, but they are in the church being led by those. Romans 8:14 says this. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes. All led by the Spirit of God. Those are the sons of God.
What
we seek from these many children who've come having spots, they have wrinkles, they have blemish. We seek for the sons. We shall tell you how they appear. They are led by the Spirit of God. They are not led by these spots, not these wrinkles, not the blemish. Now, before we proceed on to see types of children who have the spots, who have the wrinkles, even the blemish, these things, what are they? These three things: the spot, the wrinkle, and the blemish. What are these things? Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The spots, the wrinkles, the blemish of the devils, which the children of God come with. What are they? Yes. The spots of the devils, what are they? Let us first see that. Yes. The spots of the devils, what are they? First of all, the spots of the devils, they are the sins you are used of, and you got used of them. You no more fear to commit them, and you know it. I don't expect to change in this sin. People have to just learn me. Me, I am like that. Sports. Those are sports. The sins that made you be used to commit them. And you reach to say, me, I don't know whether you will change. A spot in the cloth is to be washed thorough with water through the word. Scratch you thorough. Just as we scratch you right now. And if you feel pain, you get angered. For when he speaks in Jeremiah, he said, can Ethiopians change the color of their skin? Or a leopard change its spots. You people used to go with
him.
You used to them. Let's read Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse
23.
Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may you also do good that are accustomed to doing evil. You are accustomed, it's your behavior, part of you. You may be always, they say, Jesus he's washed spots from us. You don't know them. What are they? How are they? Satan made you used to eat right from the world. He made you used to it. It became part of you. You are accustomed to it. You want us to know you like that. Take you that you are like that. Then trouble has come then. And the Ethiopian has not been able to change color of their skin. It is to be scratched off. And a leopard which cannot change its spots. We have to remove the skin from it. It becomes another creation. Have you understood me well?
Yes,
now these are things they call spots, which have made you corrupting children. They have made you disobedient children.
Rebellious
child. Are going to see them. All these you are in rebellious. Corruptor.
Children,
these are children, but they have attachments. Disobedient, rebellious attachments.
Fatherless
children, they don't want to be begotten in the gospel. They came from and they even were scorning their parents in the world. And they want to see the thrones of their fathers and mothers. Let me tell you what they call spots of the devil that Jesus tried to wash us through the word. Satan made you accustomed to those sins.
And
touch them to you, they became some of your behaviors. You
to reach
and you say, I don't know whether I can change from this. What comes we fight on you, you say you will understand me.
Us
to bow under your spots. Yes. To change us. That we bow to your spots.
It's
something impossible.
Tuli wano kuvunamira Yesu.
Are yet to bow to Jesus.
Every
knee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as he said there,
Jeremiah 14, verse 23,
Ethiopian cannot change their skin. Just as the leopard can't change its spots, even you people are accustomed, used to doing evils. Can you allow to change? And you're used to the spots. Reach, you see them as a color on your life, a design. And your pride. You see it, a design of your life. Contentions. You take them as a design on your life. But it's
not
when the spot falls much on the shirt.
Sometimes
at times you may think it's a design of the shirt. Sure. You may think it's a color which we have dotted onto that shirt. But as he said in the Ephesians, chapter 5,
25-27,
write it down, we are not going to read it again.
That
you wash off this with water through the words. You wash it with water through the words.
And
to sit agree with it. That to preach us that we be removed of spots of the devils.
In
Isaiah chapter 1 he
says
that now you first bath.
We
take you in the bathroom. We sort you in the bathroom, you're seated.
And
one with the spot is at your wing.
We
scratch the spot in the middle of your back. It feel pain. Let's read we here. Isaiah chapter 1 verse
16.
Wash you, make yourself clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil. Was this spots? Wash yourselves. Water in the word you accept, be bathed and washed. We stretch you, we wash. You go back, cleanse yourself, read again. You bath and wash yourself. Have to stop committing these evils. They cannot change. You repeat that verse. Isaiah chapter 1 verse
16.
Wash you, make yourself clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Yes. Wash yourself. Not washing. You cleanse yourself. You know there are people. They go in the bathroom just for the sake. As they come out. When you scratch on their skin. And since the water has not flowed there. Now they try to pretend in the middle of the ministry.
The
water on this side is not washed there. Or to tell them to be touching the water, you should not wash off the spots. As they murmur in the midst of the gospel, that is preached wrongly. He's not brought it like this. He thinks he wants to understand alone. In the midst of washing, you bath them, you are touching the water. Don't wash me in the back. Leave me the back. He said, wash yourself. Cleanse yourself. Not just wash others, they pretend. You remember as you were growing. Come with your jaws and parts not washed. Yes. You even throw on your shirt. They tell you to take off the shirt. All the back is dry. Some don't scratch their feet. And the nails are all dirty. They are here seated. We wash them, they are smelling. You have to wash yourself. You have to clean yourself. You have to leave the evil doings. Put them far. Don't dare manifest them here.
Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes.
Put them away.
Throw
them far. We don't want to see them.
Cease to do evil.
You have to cease doing it. You live it. Yourself, that is your part to live it. It's not us. Cease. It is your part. Yes.
gwe.
You.
Era fetu batu inalemera kugwe.
And we have to insist on you. Stop this.
If you don't come back here,
you will do that. You will stop that.
Won't
we take you to courts of judges of the church? If you fail it, we bring the court of the elders of the church. Those responsible for the gospel.
Into
cursing those bring another gospel.
You are hearing
the court of the judges there. When we shall bring that of the elders, what will you do? They cast you to be in the outer courts with your lip loss 3 days. And when you shall bring court of the teaching priests, you know how it works? There are those on the first level who manifest God.
Cast
you are choosing you of manifesting another God in the midst of Church of the Holy Ones. Those
that
are told as they made a covenant,
they
kill every person who does not seek for the living God.
There are
those on the second level of the angels. How dare you bring demons instead of angels?
There are
those on the third level, Holy Spirit, the teaching priests.
How
dare you bring another spirit?
It's
not yet symbols.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Naba.
Wash yourself.
Kura.
Clean yourself.
Jawe.
Take away your evil doings. Take them away yourself.
Lekera.
Cease to do evil. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 17.
Muyigokolanga obulungi. Mugobererenge ebyensonga, mudukirirenga abajogebwa, musalenga omusango gwatalina kitawe, muwolerezenga namwandu.
Learn to do good, seek justice, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Yes.
This
is the behavior we see of fear of God. Yes. Learn to do good.
It
means you don't know. When you come here, we have to teach you how to do good. You don't know how to clothe. Okay.
You
know clothing in the wrong way. Those are your ways. You have to learn to do good. Have learned to clothe well, to move well, to look well, to look like a prostitute. Look like a male prostitute.
Or
the one next to you, your neighbor. Seducing others into immorality. You clothe like a prostitute. Male and female prostitutes.
There
are those who clothe like homosexuals.
There are
those who clothe like bestialists, having sex with animals. This we just learn to do good. It's one of what brought you here. They take off those spots from you, not knowing to do good. Seek for justice.
And
don't bring things, don't bring justice here. Relieve the oppressed. You move to oppress them more. Judgment of the fatherless. Find one who rebelled. I don't believe that the father in the gospel. You move to support such more. But Those children with spots and they have retained them. They are wise in committing sins. Yes. When they try to work, consume the entire congregation.
But
the wisdom in this place is exceeding. It fail, the wisdom in the words, it fails them. But they are wise. They are crafty. They can give you money as if they love you. And they buy you with the money. They open an account for you. And they are plotting to buy you.
Craft.
They are allowed to pass through the criteria that bring prayer partners involved. I have something to do for you.
Because
those helpers, the helper has passed in secret, they put you on the side. Others help wives of the others, but don't tell your husband. Ask what they are plotting, corrupting them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 4, speaks of those children. They are crafty. They can't tell you. The ministry, they get a tithe and the offerings. They don't help you, but God showed that to me. I decided to come help you. They first spoken another word against ministry, that they get to come help, stand in that gap. They stand in that gap after they have put a bleach, a big one elsewhere.
That is a metal of it.
Let's read, we say.
Jeremiah
chapter 4, verse
22. Tebamanyi. Byabaana. So tebalina kumanya. Bamagezi mukolo obubi. Naye mukolo obulungi tebalina kumanya.
For my people are foolish. They have not known me. They are stupid children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but how to do good, they have no knowledge. These are stupid children. Children but foolish. Foolish children. Foolish. They have wisdom in committing evils. But when you teach wisdom and doing good, they don't believe it. When you come out, you move like this. They move in another way. When we read scriptures which correct, they point in others. Or they on the pastor saying, he has spoken that in anger.
If he has spoken in
anger, what have I spoken? Which concern you all.
There
is not in the spirit at that point, I see that. Have you seen them?
Don't
you tell them all scripture of inspiration of God? They don't believe. Remember the words, wash and clean us. Let's read in the Timothy we see.
2
Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
2
Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
Buli ekyawandiikibwa kirina okulungamya kwa Katonda. Era kigasa olw'okuyigirizanga, olw'okunenyanga, olw'okuterezanga, olw'okubuulira okuli mu butuukirivu.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Yes. All scriptures have inspiration of God. And they say, shall we always be in the scriptures? We repeat scriptures writing the same
They are profitable for doctrine. You learn to do good.
No,
and you refuse them. You want to do what you want. Those are used the evils of Satan. Your sports. They are profitable for leprous. As we read them, God said, this you do opposite. And you say, leave us. Even God knows it. We too, we know him. We too worship him here. Have you seen? Have you seen the stubbornness? Profitable for correction. Correction, you have been doing this like this.
In
evil way, but they do it like this. Leave me, I will change slowly. Have you seen? And they instruct in righteousness. And instruct your own things differently. Ask you scriptures you base. Do things you do and you don't have them. But you to claim one thing, you to know is God. You know, and is one who spoke scriptures with inspiration. Those you refuse them, wash you. Those sports you have, the acts you are accustomed to, you are used to cuts the ones you want. You still expose those funny legs. It's not exhibition of the thighs and the feet. You go do it in bed, your husband.
You're
not an exhibition of the backs.
It's
not exhibition of breasts.
It's
not exhibition of thighs. Come in the ministry. You are in the exhibition of thighs. You cause stumble of the younger. The wrinkles, there are many. The spots, there are many. But we can't list one by one.
But
let us go to the wrinkles of Satan.
Which
these children come with that they eventually become children of God. These wrinkles, as you see the cloth, it has been squeezed, wrinkled like that. If it takes time, it has to be, it tears. These are ones who say, I go tired. They speak such words. I don't want to know. They speak such words. Don't tell us. You do the same. Have you had those with wrinkles? Wrinkles.
Baba funya.
This.
What is, baba kore,
they are bere. Those who committed evils on them.
Ne baba nyigiriza.
And they pressed them.
Bwe baba nyigiriza.
When they pressed them.
Ne bakoa.
And they got tired.
Tuakoa.
We are tired.
Tuagala kumanya.
We don't want to know.
Totutegeza.
You don't tell us.
Bulira abalala.
Preach to others.
Etima jajjaka ebiwundu.
Hearts. Got wounds. After, because the priest squeezed them. And they got torn, they got wounds. They are filled of holes in the hearts. When we come with hearts which can bind the hearts, they beat it power aside. These are very hard people. The field of wrath. They don't want to change. We too, they inflicted pain on us. Why don't we inflict pain on others?
nze sifumbirwa lwaki babafumbirwa
tulinaokola ekibajja mu removes them from those marriages.
Beyagala bati okutuka kwecho nga kali tulina sanyu.
They love themselves to that extent we don't have joy. These are dangerous people.
Bano nga bali mu kanisa.
This is when they are in the church.
Muwede.
You are finished. They don't forgive. We forgive what? Those who press them were others. They carry that sorrow shift with it. If it's a woman, they played on her all places. You, you've got nothing
her.
When you push into little, she begins to insult that he's been raping me. She's used to that life. Is it people who played on you all those places? Have you seen them? These ones according to Prophet Isaiah. Our Lord Jesus spoke in him saying, he had come with the good words to bind their hearts. But they needed one thing to humble themselves, to be meek. It is what has appeared hard. Appear meek. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Anointed. What's the meek? To bind their broken hearts. They can't bind when they are not meek. When they are injected with chloroform and they begin to operate the wound.
So,
first reads
Isaiah 61 verse 1.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yes, we are in captivity, you're bound. These of wrinkles are very hard, even bound, captives, and bound. God has to send you when you've been anointed very well to preach advice to the meek, have to enter into meekness, to bind the broken hearts, they first pressed them, and after they tore them, and they got wounds, and they have to be bound. Those with wrinkles are very hard to
see.
They are even torn with wounds. They are very hard.
Fetiness,
I don't want to
know.
Don't you see that face is like a maker which is crushed? The
maker
crushing, look at their face. All that God's word is moved from you.
You open
fruit eyes as if you're asking for something. Like that.
It's
like to see, you have to give me.
The face
is like demanding. Demanding. Demanding what? Demanding life. Okay. But the owner, they have conditions. They have to first come and be meek. No one they operate a wound when they have not injected chloroform to humble them. Yes. Have you seen how you appear? You are going to be a trouble here. You are tired?
Those with wrinkles are not easy. Don't you see spots? They seem hard, but wrinkles are wild. And when they say they come for church without spots, wrinkle? They are very hard. They are sitting there, that's your neighbor. You see them? They have a wild wrinkle in them. It is torn now. Became a wound. They are tired. What saves them is to humble and to get angered of people who've done nothing to them. And they say, all you are the same. All you are the same. The doctor brings medicine and they stone the doctor. You are all the same. You've come to inflict pain. The injection, you are going to inflict pain when you inject me again. This one stoned the doctor. The doctor is trying to calm them down. I inject you. They kick the doctor. Is the injection not going to inflict pain like the one I have already? If you leave this in the ministry and have not gotten healed, you don't give any medicine or to calm down, they be healed, they can become a big problem.
But
this is captivity. He said it's captivity. They are bound and captives. For they need liberty and they are prisoners. They need to be brought from captivity. For they are indeed bound. There is the day of the Lord's acceptance. But where trouble is, they are filled of hatred. They have jealousy and envy and hatred. And they have carried things you cannot understand. In the times you can ask them, what did your husband do to you? What did your wife do to you? You don't understand her or him. These are the men. And they have put you in the category of men, not a man. When she joins up what they did to her, if she attach all on you, you are the men. You are the women. Men are very hard. Women are hard. It's having a big tick like that. They are very hard. Very hard. If these fail to humble down that they get healed, many times they chase themselves. Because they cloth all their anger and the big wrath, not unforgiveness, they carry it. Many times they get rotten from the head to the toe. And when he moves, they move. I don't want to know when they think. They think things. When they do, they just do things. They don't want to know. Who minds? Was it my father? Was it my grandmother? Was it mother? Who minds?
Huh.
You see them? Have your neighbor you send to that message. Let's read Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 5.
Ekibagaza ki okubibwa nate n'okweyongera ne mweyongera okujema omuto gonna gulwadde.
Why should you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick
and the whole heart faint.
Beast
harden, and God removes a rod to beat them. And they still claim one thing, we are tired. But they came in the rest. They refused to rest. They said, we are tired. We don't want to know. Foolish word you familiarize us.
You claim
brother and sister. Who tells you I'm your brother? Don't they put poison in the food?
Isaiah
chapter
1,
verse
6.
From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither forced with ointment. Have you had the problems? You see them say, I don't want to know. They keep separate themselves. Then the fellow woman, they say, women.
Because
women.
I
don't want to know. I separate myself from them.
Foolish.
They just take over husbands of others. But
what
has taken yours? Because where she came from, they robbed the husband like that. All their five men, they were robbed from her. Or when she wished herself in growing, she didn't get her, him. You are fellow women, she reached you, they say, that you still have love. You keep loving, you will face it. You are joking. But even some don't even know problem which is on them. Satan is right there, does not allow them
to
know that they are sick of that thing. At times they are crafty with their lives. You may find them laughing without anything to cause laughter. You find them angered when they are in an environment of laughter. Who is like that? Come quickly and get counseling. You come quickly, get healed. Before you create there another belief. Create there another belief, say that there is no joy there. There is no life. There is no peace. It's the world of sorrow. They are all in the medias of TikTok. They are on WhatsApp. They are on the Facebook. And they know themselves. They seek for those posts on those sites. And they make themselves sick more. I would have spoken much on issue of these wrinkles. Time is what cannot allow that. Yet at the point when it came, we are moving on to see the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth. That we have not yet finished. Yet we would have given each of them time.
A
very important thing of the ministry, internal wars. Or the church internal wars. Very important. And you can struggle all the time and you will never settle. These were in the children of Israel, coming from the land of Egypt, going to Canaan. But it took them 40 years. Those were to move a journey of 3 days. They were always overcome. But initial wars were among them. Read them in the Numbers 16. You will see them.
The
Dathan, Abiram. And they have wrath. But because of time, let's see those with blemish. The blemish of the devils. And you came with it. A blemish. And it was named you. Yes. The blemish. It comes from acts of evils. Those you outlive in as an individual or as a group. And if you've not been saved from it, if you move from that ministry, you can put a blemish on it or do a blemish in it while still in it. This is not acceptable to be named the people. But there are people who come with names that they are immoral. They fornicated too much. If you find them, you say, but are you safe from fornication? No, that is part of them. You know they are fornicators, but it's a blemish upon them. The one who easily get angered. You get healed of anger. It became a blemish. Everywhere you go, you are with it. You know, Apostle Paul, he had a blemish of killing the Christians. And when they told Ananias, go on to Paul, he said, God, that one we hear him is a murderer. He kills and doesn't kill others, only Christians. He kills their gifts. He corrupts the musicians.
People
here, you have a blemish of killing Christians. When you see a musician standing,
the
one you draw close to till you make them fall. And they came killing businesses of people out in the world. And they know that one,
if
you hand them such a thing, they will spoil it. That one spoils. They spoil everything. Let's see Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, verse 9. Acts chapter 9, verse 10.
And there was
a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. Verse
11.
And the Lord said unto him, arise, and go into the streets which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas, for one called Saul, or Tarsus, for behold, he prays. Verse
12.
And has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in,
and putting his hands on him, that he might receive his sight. Verse 13.
Ne Ananiya naddamu nti, Mukama wange, omuntu oyo nawulira ebigambo bye mu bangi, obubi bwe ya obubi bwe yakolanga abatukuvu bo abali e Yerusalemu bwe buli obungi.
Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of these men how much evil has he done to your holy ones at Jerusalem. Verse 14.
Ne wana alina obuyinza obuva eri bakabona abakulu okubasiba bonna abakusaba erinnya lyo.
And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name.
Ono yakyuse.
This one has changed. He was Paul. He was Saul. Have changed, become Paul. But they are not free with him. Right from the world, he had a blemish. Satan attached it to him. He is a murderer. He kills the Christians. Those pray in the name of Jesus. Ananias, when they told him, he said, "Listen, me Lord, this man has a blemish. When you tell me that I go meet him, some of you have been pastors. Whatever you began failed. You have a blemish, that blemish. And we know it here. You cannot maintain 10 people in your home for some time. The other blemish of anger, wrath upon you, you are attached on a wild name. You have a name and it's a blemish. You know, though things are spoken, Jesus cometh for the church.
It
has not spots. No wrinkle.
There
is any blemish. No one understands they go to which far. I wonder how you're going to remove them from people when you don't know them. We try to change your name. Even one name you have is a blemish on your name. On your
life.
Other was called Nabal.
It means
a senseless person. He was just like that. And the name is a blemish upon him.
We read
Samuel. Is it not what you read? Let's read there. We see.
Samuel ekisoka esule ya 25 n'olunyiriri olwa 25.
1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 25.
Nkwegayiridde mukama wange aleme okusaayo omwoyo eri omuntu oyo owa Beriyeri Nabali kubali erinnya lye nga bwe liri naye bwali bwatyo Nabali lye erinnya lye n'obusirusiru buli naye naye nze omuzaanawo salaba balenzi ba mukama wange be watuma.
Let not my lord, I pray you, regard this man of Beriel, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and fury is with him. But I, your handmaid, saw not the young man of my lord when you did send. Yes. They name it as a name on you. Blemish. But in the many acts you have lived in, it's one which is outstood, and it's outstood exceeded them, and you are named after it, and they say an immoral person. You move beyond fornicating once in a while. Yes, you are a daily fornicator. Those who came here, you have them. Though, here we change some things, the names and the rest. But that blemish,
it's
still too much and you've never discovered it. You, though you draw close to the girls, you just imagine. You see, you've married them off. With the men you see, they're all yours.
First
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
Acceptable
to be named in the church, you should not have those blemish.
Abakorinso ekisooka esitoli ey'okutaano n'olunyiri olusooka.
1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
Naye okugamba bagamba nga mummwe mulimu abe mulimu obwenzi era obwenzi bwe butyo obutali ne mbamawanga omuntu okubeera ne mukazi wa kitaawe.
It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. It's not named. A blemish is named. Yes. It's named after you. You're named that thing. Do you have anything they named you? Before you came here, okay. That thing is still there. Come quickly. Write what concerns it. Meet the deacons or the bishops. Give it to prayer partners. And they meet the deacons and bishops. They will tell you what to do. Some of you
have
blemishes on. Till they want to be fulfilled here. Who of you they have never named anything in your life? That is bad. Those are few. Most of you have blemish on your lives. That took me training, growing, beating people who nickname me. Me too, I didn't know what I was doing. I had not yet been called. It can be of the general family. Those who don't get married. Those who don't stay in marriage.
He's
still moving around like measles. Even
the
knowledge you've got in a man or woman, you claim one thing, they don't fit in me well. Where do they fit you in you well? Till you are still in English and getting corrupted. You claim the
deep
measure them on you. You are all foolish.
And
there are others that will measure on you. When will they measure them on you? I didn't want to marry people of this tribe. Are you God? Is you prepared that? You will move and we don't accept that here.
There
you measure in things which don't fit in you even a little. I say to marry big and tall. Yet you are of 2 inches. Injustice. You think the one what, how will they stand? As they come to hug you and they have to come like that. You people.
Sit down
to go for the table. To stand on the table, okay, that you can hug.
at least
you lower a little, but you'll write down there. Let's read Corinthians, we finish it.
1
Corinthians chapter 5 verse
2.
And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that has done this deed may be taken away from among you. Verse
3.
For I verily, as absent in the body, but present in spirit, having judged already, as though I were present concerning him, that has so done this deed. Yes. We shouldn't be named things like that. Let's read verse 9. First Corinthians chapter 5 verse
9.
I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Verse 10.
So sikwali yadala benza abo munsi muno oba abegombi n'abanyazi oba basinze bifananyi.
Yet not entirely with fornicators of this world, or with covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must you needs go out of the world. Verse
11.
But now I have written unto you not to company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an adulterer, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one, know not to eat. One called a brother. If
they
have an attachment of a name like that, yes,
that's
a fornicator. They're covetous. They're covets. It's a blemish on them. They're covetous. That one.
He's
an adulterer. Everything they admire and they elevate it. That one. He's a railer. Yes. He's a drunkard. Blemish like those. Many people come with them in the ministries. But they don't think how they and no one help them remove them from them. They are attached to different types of sorrows. Praise Jesus. So but we thank God. As we came, we are in that state. The names are upon us. That those are corrupting children. Corrupt us. They corrupt. We do not know what is that. But him of our Lord knows it. That these have come from the many spots. They have come from the many wrinkles. They have come from the blemish. And you become a corrupting children. And when you are out in the world, you can corrupt from the young. And you enjoy it, see people get corrupted to look just as you are. As you see these foolish homosexuals, you see, even the young child, at least they sodomize and they feel that yes, they corrupt everything, come their way, they want to corrupt it. But in all, those began on in ministry, but they are called Abana. These are tired, they don't need anything to be got them. They don't want to be gotten in the gospel. But you has begun it, at least they wish it for themselves.
Yes.
They wish it for themselves. They are tired. It's me they have never lifted.
Raised.
Till I've come in God, they beget me. Those first, they are the fatherless children. Don't allow to be begotten in the gospel. At least, after I preach many words of understanding,
they get out
another father
who doesn't mind of their bad behaviors.
They get best
fathers. They don't care, they are just there. They say, that begots me. Okay.
At
least inflict pain, but I won't accept that.
Begots
me in the gospel of what?
That
began from apostle who deceives you.
We too,
God was able to tell them to us.
We said
first, they are called fatherless children.
Those
first, with spots and those wrinkles and the blemish. The first are the fatherless children. Don't allow to be birthed in the gospel.
Those
have had it begin from you. Get one who don't mind their behavior and character.
Father
is my father in the gospel.
We've
not said in the spirit,
in
the gospel.
Things
of the spirit, our spiritual father is in heaven. Our spiritual father. But in the gospel, we are fathers in the gospel. And they don't believe. They begin to refuse that. According to Jeremiah chapter 4, verse
9.
Jeremiah 49,
verse
6. And
afterward, I will break again the captivity of the children of Ammon, saith the Lord. Verse
7.
Concerning Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 15. First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15.
Kubane wakubadde nga mulina abayigirizwa kakumi mu Kristo. Naye temulina bakitamwe bangi. Kubanze nabazaza enjiri mu Kristo Yesu.
For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Yes.
Abazala munjiri.
He begot in the gospel.
Though
you get what people claim instruct you in what? And they claim to instruct you. They proclaim to you in the gospel of the full knowledge of God.
In
God is worldwide call. Based in Africa, Uganda. No matter who they will be, I would have begotten them. Whoever would preach that gospel and believe, move with it.
Amen.
But these refuse it. Yes. And when they reach there and they have moved to base there, they don't speak where they came from. And they don't want to mention much who gave them balls. Most attach them to themselves. Or at least there are a father there will not rebuke them of their evils. Yes. And he's just there. Not rebuke them of their evil acts. And he called that father. He is not accepted to humble. Speak of you as one who gave him that gospel. Some they do that ignorantly. Others when they are aware of it. These corrupt the entire congregation. And they hinder it to humble.
But
the child has to honor their father. In the gospel, we do not have mother there.
No.
For he
is our Father who has set up the one who begots in the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There are people who say that is a mother in the gospel. They may have been begotten by the Father, yet you don't know perhaps.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That accepts.
You say a
spiritual mother? But the mother in the gospel, except pastor, as I've begun, has a wife, I have a wife, sure, that's the mother in the gospel. If the woman begins, she doesn't become the mother in the gospel. She become what? She has to lift her husband. Some do not believe that. But Bible says, I refuse a woman to rule over the man. Many have fallen on that point. Women have been sent and they begin to marry men because they say they are powerful and they refuse to lift the man above to become the father in the gospel. And they squeeze the man, put them down there. They don't lift the father in the gospel. Then the mother in the gospel is not there.
Mama
in the gospel, can she be there? There's no father in the gospel. That's why many women began ministries. Today they don't have fathers in the gospel. They remained as the mothers in the gospel. Now they are single mothers in the gospel. These, you see, they don't accept to humble. And they are ones who marry. Some, you know them in Uganda. I speak them. We speak of them, they humble. We have the Namutebi. The Manjeri.
Aida.
They can't even live long with men. Because they rule over them. They think that the father in the gospel, lift the father in the gospel lift, and then the mother in the gospel to rise up. There, things go went astray. For the commandment never goes away. I refuse a woman rule over a man. No matter which gospel you preach, and you are a woman, you do not put that man below you. Maybe if you want to stray off the Bible, you have to lift that father in the gospel. And we shall be with you as mother in the gospel. Read me Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse
11.
Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection.
Verse 12.
But I permit not a woman to teach, nor have authority over the man, but to be in silence. She not accept
no
matter which gospel you preach. You be father of your husband in the gospel. You a woman? Impossible. That's a way of homosexuality. A woman has become a man. Those have beaten them in the entire world. Brethren,
We must have our fathers in the gospel. That we may have mothers in the gospel. And so important to you, mother in the gospel, to lift much the father in the gospel above, that he can appear, for you are his crown. Most don't want to humble at that point. Some men, when their reason much up, their women begin to get jealousy. Others go even begin their own ministries. But that they are breaking laws of the scriptures. And you woman preaching much the gospel, prove that one you got married to, or you're going to get married to, you lift them. When God will send you in the other place, that you do not appear the father in the gospel, but you'll be mother in the gospel, you'll be father in the gospel. Unto those God will give you. Where you will remain in the order of God.
Hallelujah.
But I have told you, many are in ministry. They don't allow to be begotten the gospel. And this, they want to quickly run away with a group of people, that them to go become fathers there immediately. Or at least, they try get fathers don't mind of their behaviors and characters. Yet they want to use, like you see, the gospel of full knowledge. Gospel of the worldwide call. He speaks this in Job 30. Verse
8.
Job chapter 30, verse 8.
Bana basirusiru, we wow. Bana babasaja batalina linya. Baku biwe migo, nebagobe wa monsi.
They were children of fools, yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth.
Hey.
Yes.
Abedao, bana ba.
At least the children of best men.
Best.
Men, they don't mind, they don't care. What character behaviors are you in? As you see in those synagogues, Father minds tell them, leave that ministry. You align yourself. By the same wala wange.
Now you have put on.
Kakano yambade.
It's wonderful.
Chirunji nyo. But this is another part we've begun. It's part 4. Can we make it? We finish it? That begins from the fathers. These are types of children. They come with spots and wrinkles. After they don't agree with their fathers,
impudent
they create in what they call impudent children. Yes. They don't give honor which is due. Yes. They're always pretending. Children who don't give honor which is worthy, they give it with pain.
You prayed
for them blessings. You've taken care of them. Given them mercy. You've treated them. You've cast demons from them.
Impudent children.
Children who don't give honor and respect which is worthy.
Which is due respect.
Due respect.
Sure.
He pretends around.
As you still speak teaching priest, he said that you're teaching priest. And you ask, what about you? Have you understood there? And these, they have hardened the hearts. They don't just change. Stiff-hearted.
Inflexible.
That we change. Don't give honor to you. They don't change. We are tired.
Every
time you speak teaching priest, they feel envious. For it teaches. All those teaching, are they priests? I heard apostles say that he too is a prophet. He's the teacher. Now, don't I give prophecy? Does it not come to pass? Don't I teach? Don't I shepherd? Don't I preach the gospel? What did he do?
They bring
1 Corinthians
14,
12:28. All prophets are apostles?
I've
not said that all cannot be on one. But not all that they will be prophets. They twist at least. God say, are they all prophets? Now is the one still to say prophet, apostle? The apostle said cannot give all the gifts. But they say not all can be apostles together. These are in fights.
Impudent what?
Impudent children. These who don't give rest honor which is due, as
they
still give it, and they feel envious. Is teacher Jacob foolish? They are not our priests. They are all daft. Don't you get foolish? You get healed. Move out of those things.
Well,
they are the sports you came with. Pretended your fathers don't did honor them in their seats of their fathers in the world.
And
you despised your mother.
So
you would have married your father. That woman is so worthy to be wife of my father. The one who begot you. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 4.
Ezekiel esule yokubiri nolunyiriri olwokuna.
Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 4.
Nabana bachejo eraba mitima mekakanyavu nkutume eliyabo era oli bagamba nti bwati wayogera mukama katonda.
For they are impudent children and stubborn. I do send you unto them. And you shall say unto them, Zathias the Lord God. Yes. These children, they are ones they sent us to. Impudence. They even feel pain you begot them in the gospel. It would have been me too that have been apostle. What happens if they're not saved of those issues? You find they have made out a group in the congregation, they begot it. They come to the Lord, made me dream, I begot you. When I meet you to, in order to take away those fights, I say, this is your father. Okay. Me, I almost speak that it ended. Not yet begot people of full knowledge here. No one of full knowledge of begotten here. You two are just a child. You are just a child in the gospel. Besides this, we say the father of the home.
Fathers them to have their children in the flesh. But in the gospel, you person, you're not a father here. And you're not a mother. You give honor which is due. You say you are an impudent child.
You
don't give honor which is due.
Person
is better than you. See the word of that honor.
It's
in the 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17.
You
see that honor is due to them for that zealous in the gospel. And zealous as you don't want to give, you feel anger. Now speak openly, you get annoyed, you feel envious. Why don't you hate me and then you take off? You carry it and then you become me. Surprise when you behead it. All my knowledge I go with it. For our acts go with us with our gospel. You find nothing in the head. I don't know whether it's still my spirit from me. It's what you put in your body. You put yours in mine. I be in this body and I'm having your spirit. Let's read, we see. First Timothy chapter 5 verse 17.
Emirundi ebiri okusinga abafuba mu kigambo n'okuyigiriza.
Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and doctrine. Yes. Double honor.
It's
called a teaching priest.
There's
an apostle. For he labors in the word of the gospel, doctrine and teaching. And you feel pain? The other is well. This leadership.
For
it does not exercise it. It does not exercise it. In praising others. But in leading. Leadership of the church. It's not like of the world. According to Matthew 25 to 28, you will read it.
It's
not to exercise authority. It's to lead people moving out and coming in.
To
separate the good from the bad. And if you refuse, they have to exercise that authority. The ministers, as they lead you moving out and coming in, if you refuse it, in the midst separating the good from the bad, if you refuse it, they have to go back fulfill Romans 13, verse 1-4. If you despise the leadership, despise one who put it there and it's God. If you do fear, if you do wrongs, you fear. Because that leader never holds sword of the word in vain. I've passed in the summary concerning these children. The impudent children, they don't give honor which is due.
Are
they pretending? But you preach them great words, they get all struck. After getting all struck, they say, me too, I would have spoken to them if it was me who was called. Those next there,
reviling children.
Reviling children. Yes. They are reproaching. They are abusive. What they don't understand. They are revilers. Yes.
Revilers, reviling,
reviling children. They are there. Abusing things they don't understand.
Me too, that heaven I was able to teach it. And he has taught us in a way.
He's
not taught its corner. Who tells you it has a corner? This heaven is circular. These groups are in there if you find them. If you find a child like that, they are abusive things they don't understand. We taught them well to you. They
began to say.
They did teach the corner of heaven. Have you understood this? Are you not among those? They are reproaching, abusing other things they don't understand. They abuse, insult leaders, and they abuse over things taught which they don't understand. In Zephaniah, they are spoken of like this.
Zephaniah chapter 2,
verse
8.
Mpulidde okuvuma kwa Moabu n'okuyomba kw'abaana ba Amoni. I have heard the reproach of Moab and the revilings of the children of Ammon, by which they have reproached my people and made boasts against their borders. Yes. These are insulting leaders over things they don't understand. In the 2 Peter chapter 2, in the verse 12, he's spoken of them like this.
2
Peter chapter 2, verse 12.
Abavuma mu bigambo bye batategeera.
But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. They don't understand, yet they speak evil about them. Yes. Those are children in there. You said the planet Earth. As Proverbs 8 verse 31. See, there are other planets you cannot inhabit. Now are they there? They see you bring 2 Kings. Chapter 23 verse 5. And you saw them other planets. And they say, are they numbered 9 there?
Even
let me tell you the other planets inhabited. I've taken you where they are.
Where
I'll take you where there is their number. These ones. When they fall on the delicate children. Them to we have them in the delicate children. Delicate. Those easily damaged. Simple. We have them. They can corrupt them. Everyone they give them an ear. Everyone they humble them. They are very simple. Delicates.
Hey. We have delicate children.
The delicate children.
Very delicate.
So delicate. Simple.
But easily to be damaged.
Easily to be damaged.
Requiring careful handling.
We take a big and there is some oh, you handle them.
When
they find people's
things,
they say, when they speak, they support every person. Delicate children.
Micah chapter 1 verse 16. kubanga bakujiddwako bagenze mukusibibwa.
Make yourself bold and cut your hair because of your precious children. Enlarge your boldness like an eagle, for they shall go into captivity from you. They are like that. Anytime they can capture them, take them over. Anyone can capture, take them. That's why deacons and bishops, judges, handle children like that who have been taken over. Everything they just accept, support, and go with it. You quickly help them. Out in the world, they smoke drugs. They found out smoking tobacco, they smoked.
And you ask
their life, they have been meandering in different things. These ones many times. Bible speaks about them, they are like sand, they are the rock.
Upon
them fall the word, they rejoice.
And
immediately they have moved away from it. Matthew 13 verse 18. Hear you therefore the parable of the sower. Verse 19.
Omubi oyajja nakwakula ekisigiddwa mu mutima gwe.
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside.
They
are there. As if they came here as if they are going tomorrow. As if they are on the way. So the word as if fall on the wayside. They don't understand, they don't mind even to understand. Everything they ask everyone, they rush to everyone. Matthew chapter 13, verse 20.
No ye yasigibwa wali enjazi, yo yawulira ekigambo, amangu ago nakikkiriza n'essanyu.
But he that receiveth the seed in stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and immediately with joy receives it. Verse 21. Yet he has not root in himself, but endures for a while. For when tribulation or persecutions arises because of the word, immediately he is offended. Children
have to
order them from being delicate children. If the fatherless children meet these ones, the impudent, yes, they fall prey to them.
I've
spoken much, but I told you time. And tomorrow we want to go in the book of remembrance. What should we do? We add on tomorrow.
We'll
say we had tomorrow, we finish this. Those who say tomorrow we move with the heavenly journey. But let's finish these people on the day of tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being ready to believe.
Ewaayo ku lwaffe. Osani dofuge. Uri kabaka. Yawayo mudamu kukuruwa fi. Ngachikuru nyoku wayo mudamu kukabaka wa fi. Uri mosumo morunji. Yawayo kukuruwa fi. Osani dofuge. Kabaka wa kabaka. Kabaka. Chiroze ko. Ngaye kabaka. Yawayo mudambokuru go. Okukunu nula. Ye kabaka. Omwana wa Katonda omulamu. Asani dafuge. Osobola okumuwubirako mukulu eryokusatu. Muwubireko ng'omukakasa mukulu eryokusatu gy'asinziira. Okufuga eggulu n'ensi. Kirowoozeeko nga n'ebyawandiikibwa bufumitirizaako. Nakolisa ekyokubiri kumi nabiri. Olusooka paka olwokusatu ali mu ggulu lya kusatu. Yes. Weewaawo. Jukira kabaka atudde kuna mulondo. Mukubikulira essuula eyokuna. Lino olusooka paka olwokusatu. Kirowoozeeko nti yafuga eggulu n'ensi. Matayo 28:18 aweredde obuyinza mu ggulu ne ku nsi. Laba ye kabona asinga bakabona bonna. Kabona asinga obukulu. Yayita mu byonna bye tuyitamu. Mu Isaaya 5:3 yakubibwa olw'okusabya kwaffe. Era yeddika obuyinike bwaffe. Okubonaabona okw'emirembe gyaffe wabalirwa mu ye.
This time you think about him slowly. Think of the Father first from above all the heavens. And to put in action. And to teach others. Amen.